Yes, good morning, mods and modettes, pop pickers, rock ravers, soul sisters, blues brothers and jazz junkies. You're listening to the Sid Valley Radio House Band, Booker T and the MGs, with their 1962 hit and signature tune, Green Onions, You Know It. I'm Adrian Brown, this is the Sunday Morning Mod Slot, and over the next couple of hours, I'm going to dedicate myself to the greater good and give you the most magnificent music you'll hear this or any other weekend. Welcome to my house. Yes, good morning everybody. What a way to kick things off. Madness with their sad little tale all about the pains of growing up. Written by Mike Barson and the saxophonist Lee Thompson, released on Stiff, great Stiff label, on 14th of May 1982. It was the Nutty Boys' one and only number one. What a travesty. So, what have we got for you on this fine Sid Valley morning? Well, in addition to all the modern 60-centred action you could possibly hope for, after a couple of special shows celebrating the wonderful city of Liverpool and Ready Steady Go, we are returning to what passes as a semblance of normality on the mod slot, whatever that means. And it does mean that my three B's, the Beatles, Blur and Bowie, are reunited. The current Mrs. Brown has gone for a splendid number from a great British singer whose immense talent is matched only by his innate shyness. And we have not one, not two, but I give you three threesomes this week. First of which is, one of which is the handiwork of my son William, or Will as he prefers to be known, who's paying a visit to Brown Towers this weekend with his lovely young lady Beth. And not only that, he is keeping me company in the studio this morning. Wills, welcome to Sid Valley Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, marvellous.
Fantastic.
So this is what your old man gets up to on a Sunday morning when he could be lying in bed like sensible people do. Is your seatbelt on?
Just about, yeah.
Ready to go?
Always.
Just want to put a little worm into your ear. Just think that your voice is being heard in the houses of at least Six people. That's quite a thought, isn't
it? That many. Fantastic.
Yeah, that many. Yeah, we've doubled over the last 6 months. So our other threesomes are celebrating the lives and music of two giants of respectively soul and blues, both of whom sadly recently left us. And this is where we're going to begin. Abdul Karim Duke, as he was known, Fakir, who passed away on Monday, 22nd of July, was born on 26th of December 1935 to immigrant parents of Ethiopian and Bangladeshi descent. And he grew up in a particularly unsalubrious area of Detroit. He was a founding member, of course, of Motown Quartet, The Four Tops, in 1953. And as the last surviving member, he was still performing with the group, albeit with a much changed lineup until last year. The Duke, Lawrence Payton, Ronaldo, Obie Benson and Levi Stubbs signed with Motown in 1963 and worked with the ace songwriting production team of Eddie and Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. And you know, I'm always banging on about them. They're one of the possibly the greatest songwriting team, with the exception of Bacharach and David of the 60s. Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. said he was deeply saddened to hear of the Duke's death. He said he was smooth, suave and always sharp. For 70 years, he kept the Four Tops' remarkable legacy intact, and in all those years, he never missed a performance. I so appreciate all he did for the Four Tops, for Motown and for me. Well, amen to that. We're going to kick off with one of Holland, Dozier Holland's finest. And, yeah, here we go. Duke Fakir, rest in peace. There we go, the Four Tops with this terrific I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, superb. Let's have a bit of the ooh.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take her on key. So they rode on his head in their furry donkey. The kids come to our check, they drag, drag, drag. They drop things on his back, they land, 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 land. They couldn't stop Jack or the waters coming. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy. But they couldn't stop Jack or the waters lapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from. Jack, they drag, drag, drag. They drop things on his back. They land, 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 land. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water slapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy.
Pow, the Ooh, Who with Pete Townsend's Happy Jack. Released as a single on 2nd December in that great year, 1966. Hit number 3 on the charts in January 67. Kept from the top spot, respectively, by the Monkees' I'm a Believer and Tom Jones' Green Green Grass of Home. It was also their first top 40 hit in the States. You're listening to Sid Valley Radio, East Devon's premier radio station. Radio for the community, by the community. Going to move on now with a very special track, referred to friends and fellow musicians as Brother Ray, and blind from the age of 7, Ray Charles needs no big build-up from me, so we'll keep it simple. And trust the words of Frank Sinatra, who called him the only true genius and in show business. Is that what Frank felt? That's good enough for me. Released in 1959 after a string of R&B hits, our next song, held by people who know far more about these things than I do, to be one of the most influential numbers in R&B and rock and roll history, it finally broke Ray Charles into mainstream pop, and it earned him his first gold record, and is ranked at number 10 in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. And when you think of the competition, that's quite a result. And to prove that the Sunday morning mod slot is definitely a family show, it has today been requested by Carly, the daughter of the current Mrs. B, for her partner Misha, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday for tomorrow, Misha. Love from all at Brown Towers and from Wills and me in the studio.
Yeah, happy birthday, Misha.
Yeah, hope you have a great one. Here we go.
send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. Oh, play it, boy. See me in misery. Come on, baby, see about me now. Yeah. Hey, hey, all right. See the girl with the red dress on. She can do the burlet all night long. Yeah, yeah. What I say?
There you go. There's your actual Ray Charles. What I say, part one. Happy birthday again, Misha. It's time for the first offering of the second of this week's threesomes, which comes courtesy of my son, William. Wills, you've gone for a real eclectic mix. And I think I can say, without contradiction, that you can teach an old dog new tricks. I simply don't play enough Donovan, chiefly, I suppose, because I'm not a great lover of folk, and I'd never even heard of our next track, much to my shame, until you sent me your playlist. What you got to say, mate?
Yeah, I'm not a massive folk fan myself, but this song, Sunny Good Street, is the title of the track from his second album, Fairy Tale, and it's just a very wistful and beautiful piece of music. It's one of the early psychedelic songs, so it has that otherworldly quality to it.
Yeah.
And I think I picked it partly because, you know, we're getting towards the end of the summer, coming into the autumn, and this song audibly captures that sort of spirit of, like, long shadows in the evenings and what have you. So it's a really beautiful piece of music, and I wanted to pick songs that are fairly easygoing for, you know, 9 a.m. Sunday. So sure. I thought this would be a really nice one to pick.
It's a great pick. I mean, it's got a lovely, summery, jazzy vibe to it. And we both know London well. Well, I'm from London. And, you know, you can feel the heat in the streets, can't you? And you sit outside a table and have a beer, and it's not
good. Yeah, I mean, I love listening to this song walking around sort of any city, really, because it sort of captures that. There's a buzz and an energy to the space that you're in, but there's no pressing urgency to go anywhere. No. So it's lovely.
Lovely job, mate. Let's have a listen.
On the firefly platform on Sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine, involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy color goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, they sigh. My, they sigh. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. My, this side. My, my, this the magician, he sparkles in satin and velvet. You gaze at his splendor with eyes you've not used yet. I tell you his name is love, love, love. My, my, this side. My, my, this side. My, my, sign.
Beautiful, lovely feel to that. Hey, Wills, what do you reckon?
Yeah, stunning.
Stunning track.
I picked a really good song there, I think.
You have, and I've made a note to myself. Listen to more Donovan. Right, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. Let's up the tempo a bit. This is the excellent Robert Parker.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. He said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. It was barefooting. We barefooting. We barefooting.
Excellent barefooting, great soul track there, written by and performed by Robert Parker from New Orleans. Reached number 2 on the US R&B chart and 24 in US singles chart in August 1966. The B-side was the equally excellent Where the Action Is, and I'll no doubt be playing that at some time in the near future. So hope you're having a lovely Sunday morning. It's a glorious summer morning here in Sid Valley land. It's time for the Beatles one. Now, if You remember the rooftop concert that proved to be the Beatles' final public performance? Of course you do. On 30th of January 1969, the boys, together with ace keyboardist Billy Preston, the only person to ever be got an accreditation on a Beatles track, it was with Get Back, they surprised a rather select area of London's West End with an impromptu concert from the roof of the headquarters multi-million corporation Apple Corps, 3 Savile Row. See, I told you it's pretty select. They managed to play for 42 minutes before the Met turned up, their boys in blue, and asked them first to reduce the volume and then threatened all and sundry with arrest, which was jolly unsporting of them, particularly since the crowd gathered below, at least the younger sections, not wearing bowler hats. He'd be having a rare old time. The live numbers would later be incorporated to the penultimate album they were recorded, Let It Be, and it's one of those Marmite albums that seems to divide Beatles fans. It won't come as any surprise to you that I think it's an excellent album. Now, Wills, you and me, we have a bit of a history with the Beatles, don't we?
Yeah, I guess growing up, trying to be an antsy teenager, dismissed the Beatles out of hand, but naturally as you get older, as it were, grow up maybe, you appreciate the craft that goes into all the songs and the just the sheer influence.
Yeah.
You then start picking up throughout music history afterwards. So
I have to say that when you were a little lad and I sort of rammed the Beatles down your throat a bit, you kept banging on about how they were the greatest band, and I still do. And but I could quite understand why you kicked back at this. We're going to play a track called I've Got a Feeling, which is actually a combination of two songs. Paul McCartney's I've Got a Feeling and John Lennon's Everybody Had a Hard Year. So we've got ourselves a hybrid song here. And on one hand, you've got McCartney, ever optimistic, at his imperial best. And on the other hand, Lennon, once his best friend, but now almost a stranger, in the middle of his hard year. Divorced from Cynthia, battling a heroin addiction, being driven nuts, frankly, by Yoko, and estranged from his son, Pearl Julian. Never mind. The song works for me, and despite the Fab Four being almost at the end of their very long and winding road, the old magic is still there. I just love this.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. I can't hide, oh no, no. Oh no! Oh no! Yes! Yes! I've got a feeling! Yes! Oh, please believe me, I'd hate to miss the train.
Had a hard year, everybody had a good time, everybody had a wet dream,
Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the pool down. Oh yeah.
Marvellous. McCartney and Lennon hardly speaking to each other, but the charisma and the class sings out. Marvellous track. Good morning, Peter and Suzanne in Dublin. Very good friends that we met down in the cavern when we were in Liverpool a couple of weeks ago. I think you arrived just in time for that, Peter, so I hope you enjoyed that. Peter says he was a little bit late up to bed last night. I cannot possibly think why that might be, mate, but I hope all is well with you and you're not feeling too tender, shall we say. It's the time for the third of this week's threesomes. John Mayall, OBE, blues and rock singer, guitarist, harmonica player, keyboardist, songwriter, producer and chief bottle washer, was born in Macclesfield in 1933, and like the Duke from Foretop, sadly passed away on Monday, the 22nd of July. He lived in California. He had a career that spanned nearly seven decades and was still performing in his 90th year. Along with Alexis Korner, he had been long credited as being one of the architects of the early 1960s blues revival over here. And indeed, he's been described as the godfather of British blues. Most famous for his band that bore his name, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, an outfit that counted among its alumni some of the most famous and influential British blues and rock musicians, Clapton, Peter Green, Jack Bruce, John McVie and Mick Fleetwood. Mayall was and is due to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this October, along with Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne and Dionne Warwick. And what a mix that is, among others. And I'll leave it to the August, Ohio-based Hall of Fame organisation to eulogise this somewhat unsung giant of his art. And they say, with a rugged individuality and distinctive voice and style, he made visionary recordings that expanded the reach of the blues without ever watering down. Mayall exerted a major influence on rock and roll, inspiring countless musicians and fans with a lifetime worth of unforgettable and influential music, and that just about jolly well nails it for me. Wills, you love your blues. What do you reckon of Mayall?
Yeah, it's one of those names that you associate with, as you say, bringing the blues over to the UK, which influenced so much going forward, obviously. Yeah. I mean, the Stones are the first band perhaps you'll think of from the UK blues explosion, as it were. But yeah, it's very sad to hear of his passing. In fact, he was playing up until last year.
He was
still
indeed,
relentlessly touring. He's one of those great warriors of the road, as it were, who really live their art rather than just perform it.
Absolutely. We're going to have his most famous member of his band, Clapton. He joined the Blues Breakers in April 1965, having left the Yardbirds in order to concentrate on the blues. And here he is, concentrating very hard on the blues on John Mayall's marvellous I'm Your Witch Doctor, which was produced by Jimmy Page. John Mayall on keyboards and vocals, John McVie on bass, Huey Flint on drums, and the man who became known as God in the mid-1960s on lead guitar, John Mayall.
I'm your witch doctor, got the evil eye, got the
I got my mean old spell on you. I got my mean old spell on you.
Terrific. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Hello, 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 what's this? Yes, Harry J. All-Stars with their 1969 hit Liquidator, which means that the current Mrs. Brown is in the house to play her ever popular Housewife's Choice, or that bit of the show where she has her pick, and as ever, she's hit the nail on the jolly old bonce. Don't need a big introduction to this one. Let's just say, I've been expecting you, Mr. Bond.
You think you are hot enough?
There we go. The excellent Robbie Williams with You Only Live Twice tinged Millennium, taken from his second studio album, I've Been Expecting You. In September 98, just before Millennium, it was released as the album's first single and became Robbie Williams' first number one in the UK. Wills, Robbie Williams, a fan?
I can't say I listen to him a whole lot, but he's an interesting character. So,
I think he's got a real talent, and I reckon he could really go places if only he could lose his terrible shyness and lack of self-confidence.
We all have that problem.
Yeah. Nice one, Mrs. Brown. Great pick as ever. We're going to have the second of this week's first threesome celebrating the life and music of Druk Fakir of the Four Tops. Released as a single on the 18th of August 1966, and again written and produced by Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland, it became number one in both the UK and the USA, and is today considered the Four Tops' signature tune, and you know what's coming. Wow, that's so powerful, isn't it, Wills?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah.
It absolutely, I think that's got to be their best track.
Yeah, I don't have a massive knowledge of the Four Tops as a group, but I will be doing my research afterwards. But yeah.
It just makes you want to play more, doesn't it?
Yeah, sensational.
That's the whole thing. You'd like this one, Wills. Our very good friend Catherine, who you know, has got in touch tomorrow, and she has said that your comments regarding Robbie Williams were very diplomatic.
So, try my best.
Yeah, so no doubt we can discuss that later when we get... Hopefully we'll be seeing you later, Catherine. This is the Sunday Morning Mod Slot.
London girl,
Wow, heavy stuff. That's Jam, of course, with London Girl from their 1977 album, This Is the Modern World. Typically combative Paul Weller composition at this early stage of his career. But, Wills, you've got a slightly different slant on this. We've just been discussing, you came up with a really interesting point.
Yeah, so I am a bass player, and Bruce Foxton of the Jam, now plays solo, I believe, as from the Jam. He is one of the best bass, certainly in sort of the punk genre, is definitely one of the best, but I'd say broadly his sort of driving bass lines really propelled a song forward. It's quite technical. He plays with a pick rather than his fingers.
Wow, right.
So you get a far sharper sound. Yeah. So you know, Peter Hook from Joy Division's the same sort of sound. So he's one of those really impressive sort of members who blends into the back, perhaps, but is essential to the band sound.
I suppose it'd be difficult to be in the front with the size and charisma and chutzpah of Paul Weller.
Entirely.
Right, well, that's one power mod number we've had. This is the second. And I reckon that if you could bottle the essence of mod rock, this would be it. Yes, the Kinks with I Need You, released on the 21st of May 1965 as the B-side to Set Me Free. And for my money, I think that is the equal of You Really Got Me and All Day and All of the Night There. I've said it. Okay, Wills, come on in, out of it.
So, regarding the Kinks, yeah, so perhaps a controversial opinion, perhaps not, but I actually prefer the Kinks to the Beatles. Maybe it's a legacy of this Beatles being forced upon me as a child. Maybe it's, I'm a huge fan of the topics and the songwriting that they do.
No, that's fine. Each to their own, and I'll be leaving your suitcases out on the front doorstep.
Okay,
right.
Understandable.
Matey, it's time for the second of your three tracks this week, and it also happens to be the jazz one, and I am really, really excited about this. It happens to be the first track I've played from an Ethiopian artist, and of course then we found out that Duke from Four Tops, his mother was Ethiopian, so there is, but that doesn't count. This is the first solid Ethiopian artist we've had on the show. Over to you, Wills.
Yeah, so this is an incredible jazz song by Mulutu Asatake, who is from a city in southwestern Ethiopia called Jimma. I just looked at the population sizes, comparable to the size of Portsmouth. It's a fairly small city. But he was sent to the UK by his parents to study engineering, but he was always interested in music and took a very different slant from the fairly controlled world of engineering into the more open world of jazz, shall we say. And this song is just incredible. So I first came across it whilst listening to Radio 6, another radio station, the second best, obviously, compared to Sid Valley Radio. But it was played by a hip-hop artist called Loyal Khana, who's one of my favourite artists of all time. And he's very much influenced by jazz. And we were listening to this, me and my girlfriend Beth, on one lazy Sunday afternoon in January 2021. So a pretty bleak time had by all. But this song really transported certainly myself into a very nice state, as it were. It's also been used more recently in the hit TV series The Bear. And one of the characters is sent to find himself essentially in Copenhagen, a city that I was lucky enough to visit earlier this year and left a real impression on me. Yeah. So this song has multiple different meanings to me personally. So I'm really happy to be able to play this and to share it, because I think it's just an incredible piece of music.
It certainly is. Thanks for that, Wills. And I'll tell you something, listening audience. Wills is going to hypnotise you now. Now, do trust him. He is a doctor. Sit back, close your eyes, and for the next 6 minutes and 16 seconds, you'll almost be able to hear the hum of bees in the long grass and the gentle breeze rustling the leaves in the trees on a hot summer's day. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Tezeta, which means nostalgia, by Mulatu Astatke. And, yeah, an incredible piece of music, if I do say so myself.
Indeed. And you might like to know that we've had a few people get in touch. John Shepherd and Elaine, very good morning to you, Sheps. I hope you're having a lovely weekend. And Wills, as you know, John is my occasional partner in crime on this show, and he loves his music, and he has said, as you know, I'm not a jazz fan, but wow, this is so relaxing. And we have from Carly, this is Lush.
Yeah.
And that's rare praise indeed. And, yeah, Catherine has also said she loves that piece.
So, yeah, I'm glad to be the conduit to provide it to everybody. Yeah, it's so incredible.
You have done well, my son. I'll take back what I said about leaving your suitcases on the doorstep. Right, let's move on. We've got a lot to pack in, and we're already in the second half of the show, so we're going to have this week's offering from the second best band of all time, which, of course, is Blur. Track I haven't played before on this show. Carly, you're going to like this one. It's Music Is My Radar, which was released in support of the band's 1999 Greatest Hits compilation, Blur, The Best Of. I would argue that this is one of Blur's best singles, but as so often with Messrs. Albarn, Cox and James and Rowntree, critical opinion was divided. America seemed to like it because their online publication Pitchfork, their critic Richard Jizwiak, described the song as truly one of Blur's best, adding it's minimalist, groovy and combines the shiny poppy old Blur with the ragged, noisy new Blur perfectly. And fellow Yank, David Dirtschholz of Wall of Sound, called it vital. However, Brit's Graham Reid of Drowned in Sound called the song a creative misfire that is devoid of tune or melody, and New Musical Express critic Steve Sutherland labelled it a will this do talking headsy clunk along. You can make your own minds up, listening audience, but needless to say, Graham Reid and Steve Sutherland are not on my Christmas card list. Well, you know what I think? Wills, what do you think?
I heard that song when it first came out, and I thought, well, at the time I would have been seven, so, you know, it sounded cool, but as I grow up and again can appreciate it, it just sounds so much more contemporary. I mean, that song could have been released this year and you wouldn't have necessarily thought it'd be, you know, 25 years old. So, yeah, it's brilliant. But as you were saying earlier, how I was sort of forced, the Beatles were forced upon me. I like to think then I grew up with Blur, because again, that was another band you played a lot, but I have continually listened to since growing up, and it's, yeah, incredible band.
And isn't it great that they're still going after that hiatus? You know, the last year's album, Ballad of Darren, is frankly a gorgeous thing of beauty as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's always a, when you're a fan of a band and they reform after a while of being away, or a TV show or a film franchise is brought back, there's always that sort of anxiety that this might not live up to what you remember them for being before. But what they've released with the Magic Whip, and then, say Barrett and Allen last year, and their live recording at Wembley Stadium, which came out, I think, last week or the week before.
Yep, it did indeed.
Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant, okay. So that was the Blessed Blur, and now we have the Blessed Georgie Fame. The great, great Georgie Fame there. A couple of geek facts for you, Wills, here. The first may not be of great interest to you. The second most certainly will. Georgie Fame is the only British pop star to have achieved 3 number one hits with his only top 10 chart entries. Yeah Yeah was the first in 1964, Getaway in 66, and The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde in 1967. Now, what other radio show could bring you such a plethora of information that may seem useless but might just help you win this that pub quiz one night? The second geek fact is that on drums was none other than Mitch Mitchell, who within a couple of months would be providing the heartbeat for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Now, that, I think, is worth knowing. Yeah, great. We're going to move on. John Mayall, the second of our tribute tracks for him, who sadly passed away on Monday, the 22nd of July. Hard Road is his second studio album with the Blues Breakers, released in 1967. Peter Green on lead guitar, John McVie on bass, Ainsley Dunbar, who would go on to work with Frank Zappa, on drums. And this is in honour of the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James, Dust My Blues. There we go, Dust My Blues, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Wills, what is up next?
So the mighty Otis Redding sang the last of our next song, last week.
Yep.
On the Ready, Steady, Go special.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the original. I bet you'll name the tune in two.
I bet they will as well.
Tried.
There you go, the Rolling Stones with Satisfaction. Mick and Keith have written the song from June 1965. Wills, I know you like your reggae, and I also believe that you are quite partial to our next artist, John Holt.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, incredible musician.
I remember you listening to his gorgeous track Riding for Fall and messaging me and saying you just couldn't get it out of your head.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play the first single of his, or first song of his I ever listened to. And I it was on one of those mod compilation CDs that you can pick up for a couple of quid on a certain online retailer named after a certain large South American river. And I was hooked at first listen. This is the very subtle and very sly Ali Baba.
About Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the bad person, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The tree blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little bo peep has lost her sheep last night. Dreamed last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the bad person, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did the reggae, reggae, reggae last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae, reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Do the reggae.
Knockout, isn't it, Wills? John yeah. Holt, Ali Baba, absolutely love that one. Time is moving on, so we need to motor on with the third of our tracks, recognising, celebrating and honouring the life and career of Duke of the Four Tops. Here they are with the follow-up to Reach Out, I'll Be There from 1967. Here we go.
Standing in the shadow. So don't you leave me standing.
There we go. The Four Tops with Standing in the Shadows of Love, the last of this week's threesome, honouring and celebrating the life and work of Duke Fakir, sadly missed. Time for the third of our bees and another trip into the wonderful and sometimes weird mind of the young David Bowie. This is The Little Bombardier, which was recorded in December 66 and released on Decca on the 1st of June 1967. As with all of Bowie's early work, it's run through with Bowie's signature quirkiness, wit and whimsy. But again, with a lot of his early work, there's that dark and unsettling note lurking beneath the surface.
Left him a loser, the little bombardier. Lines of worry appeared with age, unskilled hands that knew no trade. Spent his time in the picture house, the little bombardier. Frankie drank his money, the little that he made. Told his woes to no man, friendless, lonely days. Then one day in the ABC, four bright eyes gazed longingly at the ice cream in the hand of the little bombardier. Entered our Frankie's days, gone his worries, his hopeless maze. His life was fun and his heart was full of joy. Two young children had changed his aims. He gave them toffees and played their games. He bought them presents with every coin he made. Just a game. Leave them alone or we'll get sore. We've had folks like you in the station before. The hand of authority said no more to the little bombardier. Packed his bags, his heart in pain, wiped a tear and caught a train, not to be seen in the town again.
There we go, young Master Bowie. Now, young Master William, you just told me you share a birthday with David Bowie, and so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We've reached the time for the final offering from this week's excellent threesome that you brought up. And I'll also say before passing over to you, it's another first for the Sunday Morning Mod slot. Over to you, mate.
Yeah, so my final selection is Pale Blue Eyes by The Velvet Underground. And when we were talking about me coming on the show, the criteria was I had to pick something from the 1960s or a soul or reggae number. And whilst I do listen to this, my main sort of music I listen to is very much along the lines of indie music or punk and the various genres that come from the various subgenres that come from them. And you could trace all of it back to the Velvet Underground in so many ways. So this is a lovely way to connect the music of this show to the music that I listen to. And Pale Blue Eyes is possibly their most accessible song. A lot of their stuff can be quite difficult to listen to, but this song is beautiful. I included it on a mixtape that I made for my girlfriend Beth when we first started going out. So it's a very special song to me. And yeah, it came out in 1969, so just snuck in
before
the finish line, as it were, on their self-titled album, one which came 2 years after their famous Velvet Underground and Nico album, which has Andy Warhol's Banana as the front cover. So a very famous album. Warhol managed the band initially, so a very arty band. But yeah, I'm really glad to be able to play it for everybody listening.
Lovely job. Okay, The Velvet Underground with Pale Blue Eyes, written by Lou Reed from 1969. Will's an excellent threesome, matey.
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on make the world as pure and strange as what I see. I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of
stuff it in a cup. She said money is like us in time. It lies but can't stand up. Down for you is up. Linger on. It was good what we did yesterday, and I'd do it once again. The fact that you are married only proves you're my best friend. But it's truly, truly a sin.
Quite beautiful.
Yeah, incredible.
Lovely. Yeah. Really, really good threesome. It's brought something fresh to the show. Have you, or are you enjoying your morning?
It's been lovely. Yeah. This is really nice. Yeah.
And you'll come back again when you next visit?
I'd like to think so, yeah, definitely.
Good, I'd like to think so too. We've reached the stage of the last of the John Mayall threesomes, and Blues from Laurel Canyon was his first solo album up when the Blues Breakers broke up in the summer of 1968, and the title of the album, Laurel Canyon, is where Mayall initially lived from 1969 to 1979 before later moving to the States on a more permanent basis. Listen to this. He would have counted among his neighbours Cass Elliot, Joni Mitchell, Frank Zappa, Jim Morrison, Carole King, Neil Young, Brian Wilson, James Taylor, and members of the Eagles, Canned Heat, and the Monkees as his neighbours. And apparently the parties, particularly at Cass Elliot's place, were quite something. How I would have loved to have been here. This is Walking on Sunset, absolutely knockout.
Watching all the people like the waves along the shore, they hang around the whiskey and every officer. I'm walking on sunset. Well, I never reach the end. I'm walking on sunset, everything is like a friend. All the pretty women never seen a better crop. Music all around, the flashing lights will never stop. I'm walking on sunset. Now I never reach the end. Well, I'm walking on sunset. Everything is like a friend. Watching every kind of car, friendly people come and say they want to know your star. I'm walking on sunset. Yeah, I never reach the end. Yeah, I'm walking on sunset. Everything is like a friend. The cops are in
cars, but they never bothered me. New magic world where I never felt so free. I'm walking on the
Marvellous. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers walking, John Mayall without the Blues Breakers walking on Sunset. Bob, I hope you're listening in. Sid Valley Supremo, Bob Blues, Uncle Bob as I like to call him. I really hope you enjoyed those three tracks this morning. Next play, we're going to take things down a little now. I play down next track back on the 4th of February, when I did, the Burt Bacharach special, and I have not the slightest problem in, bringing it back after a 6 month rest, as it's such a glorious and gorgeous piece of work. And, Wheels, I have something I say when I play tracks like this, it is a thing of beauty, and wow, does this fall into that category. The mighty, the wonderful, the brilliant Scott Walker.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through. Covered with rain. There must be something we can do. Everybody knows whenever rain appears, it's really angels' tears. How long must they cry? Let the sun shine.
William, heartbreakingly beautiful.
Yeah, Scott Walker's a fascinating character, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. We've had one somber song, we're going to have a second one. I know everyone who's listening this morning is just aching to know what I think the best B-side of all time was, or is, Ache No More. Because when I first heard this, I was absolutely blown away, and I still am.
Oh, and all your friends around, girl, I'll work to put you down, girl, and laugh to see you cry. And yet you're standing by. I've tried to make it clear, girl, that I don't want you near, girl. The price is much too high. Oh, and yet you're standing by. And yet I tried to go on, tried to go on, tried to go on, tried to go on, tried to go on without you. I guess I better make my mind up. I've always known that I'd wind up loving you. Makes sense, girl. And I wanna say the past is just a pretense, girl. Oh, now I don't need to lie. And I'm so glad that you're standing by. Yes, yes. I'm so glad that you're standing by. Girl. Yes, yes, I want to tell the world I'm so proud that you're my girl.
Manfred Mann there with You're Standing By, the B-side to their 1966 number one hit, Pretty Flamingo. The splendid Paul Jones on vocals and future Cream member Jack Bruce on bass. And, it's just far too good to be a B-side. We've reached the end of today. We've got time for one more track, and because I knew I was going to be playing Scott Walker and Manfred Mann, a couple of downbeat tracks, I was saying to the current Mrs. Brown that I'd really like to go with something a bit upbeat, and she suggested this, and because I'm a chap who knows what's good for him, I agreed.
We'll be right back. because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is all right.
Coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby. Coming home, baby, now.
Yeah, well, that was Stevie Wonder, as no doubt you know, and here's the wonderful Mr. Mel Torme, which means that the last grains of sand are trickling into the bottom of the hourglass, and it's time for Wills and me to head down. Wills, thank you very much for your contribution this morning. It was really great having you along. We're going to leave you in the capable hands of Sid Valley Radio's very own Rabsy Nesbitt, Gavin Stewart, and skip down the hill to Brown Towers, where our better halves are waiting our return with lighted candles in the window. But I'll be back next Sunday, same time, same place, with another truckload of tremendous tracks to soothe your souls, massage your minds, and energise your ears. And I hope that you'll join me then. And until then, Wills and I hope you have a sublime Sunday, a wang-dang-doodle of a week, and above all, keep the faith. Wills, say bye-bye nicely.
Goodbye nicely.
Nicely put. We're coming home, babies.
Back now, no more.
All alone,
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Will you be with me?
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Alone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Wasn't either right or wrong.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.